this is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. Today we have Wichita State men's tennis. Wichita State, they get started soon. We have seniors Merkel Delian and Marius Froza and Coach Danny Bryan. Merkel and Marius, one of the most successful double teams in Wichita State tennis history. They reached the quarterfinals 2019 NCAA doubles championships to earn All-American honors. Last spring, they were on a six-match win streak and had defeated the 10th-ranked double team from Iowa before the COVID-19 shutdown. They were ranked as high as number 27 nationally last spring. Let's start with Danny Bryan. Danny, just give us your perspective on this team and why it's been so successful.
Well, it's funny how it got started. Maybe 2016, we were trying to come up with some doubles teams. They just got on campus in January, and I think we were more worried about trying to get another team set up, and we just needed them to have Merkel and Marius play them so we could see how the other team looked. It wasn't really planned that they were going to be so successful, but right away they really gelled, and they ended up having a pretty good first year. And then I think I made a mistake and split them up for a while, and then I came back to my senses, and they ended up going on some pretty amazing runs.
Marius, your perspective, why do you think you've been so successful?
Well, first, I enjoyed playing doubles with him, and I think we improved a lot throughout the years. I feel like I have something that maybe he doesn't have, and he has something that I don't have. So we help each other a lot on the court, and that's what matters.
Merkel, how do you help each other on the court?
Of course, what Marius said is all what help us to be great in doubles. But also, I think, like, outside of the court, we have a great chemistry, and this help us when we play and compete together, you know?
Let's start from a kind of an overall team perspective first. Wichita State has an experienced team back. They want to play in the NCAA championships. What stands out about this group from your perspective?
Okay, I don't know. I think that this year the team has pretty good players. We have been working a lot on getting strong in different spots in the lineup, finding ourselves in doubles too. Like, we have good teams there, and we got a couple guys this year that are pretty good, pretty strong, tennis-wise and mentally as well. I think that I trust my team or the guys this year and the coaching staff too, because I think that for me, In my personal opinion, I think that we did a little bit different this year. We tried to get more focused in the mental stuff, and then try to put that on court, you know. And I think that is helping us a lot.
We also had different. We started to read as a team different books, different things. How Merkel said about the mentality, and all of us staying positive is very important. We worked on strategy. Most of the guys during the fall break, I think, Christmas and everything, we worked a lot on the strategy, how to play, where to play, and how to actually dominate your opponent. I think most of the guys improved a lot during that, even me.
The books, we're going to get to that. Danny Bryan is happy with the book club, so we'll talk about that later. I understand there are a couple newcomers, Luca, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Mertich.
Yeah,
Mertich.
And Nicholas Acevedo, who are making a good impression.
That's correct.
Quick impressions from you two about those two newcomers.
I think that Nico is a very quick guy on court. He has a very talented, good hands. And Luca on the other side is a tall guy with big shots. And then I think that both of them are big compliments for our team.
You two are seniors. Tell me about taking on a mentorship role, a leadership role with some of the younger players.
Trying to keep the positive energy up, trying to teach them what we learned when we came here. And most of the time, like, when they're young, they're younger than us. And I feel like they, on the court, you can see that, because there are mistakes, there are different behavior that you should not have. So this what we help with their behavior and positive energy during the matches.
Okay, we're almost to the end of a great doubles career here at Wichita State. What's your kind of your vision, your hope? How do you hope to go out here your last spring season together?
Well, Franz and I have been talking about it a lot actually, and since we have played already the NCAAs in doubles, I think that we can make it this year again and make a big run in that tournament again. Also in singles, and my personal purpose is to get that tournament, NCAAs. And as a team, I try to push a team or push the younger guys to, or try to skip steps that I did in the past, or mistakes, little mistakes that makes a difference, you know. Try to talk to them and try to push them all the time and get that positive energy that is going to push the team in a good way, you know.
Marius, how about you?
Can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your hopes for this final spring. How do you hope to go out?
Well, I hope it's going to be great. It's my last semester here, and I really hope we make NCAAs as a team. And I hope me and Murke will make NCAAs as a team too. And singles, I want to get as many wins as I can. I want to help the team as much as I can. And I hope that the team will also help me, you know. It will be something that we can work together.
What's the area you've worked hardest on to improve?
For sure, the strategy part, where to play, how to play. I was a little bit doing some mistakes during my game. So staying with coaches the last couple of weeks, maybe more than a couple, I improved a lot on being more consistent and dominate more the opponent.
Danny, what's your view on the spring and what they need to do to maybe take another step, another half step?
As a doubles team?
Yes.
Well, I would say that they've really, you know, got a lot of experience. Obviously, you know, you get a whole other year now. They've been playing together for, you know, 3 years. And I don't think from the double standpoint that they really need to change too much. As they said, they have great chemistry. They had that from the beginning. I think it's more about execution. And I think what kind of held them back at times is, you know, just the simple things, kind of like what Merkel has been discussing, just that attention to detail, making your first serves. Especially like scoring in doubles now, you only play one set. So I think a big thing for them is you have to come out ready to play, aggressive from the very first point. You can't, you know, mess around and kind of work your way into the match. So those little things are really, if they do those well, they're really tough to beat. And so I think, as I said, that's really a big focus for them.
Best moment together, what stands out if you had to pick one highlight?
I think that we have passed through a lot of moments, but definitely NCAAs together, we got connected very well. And that second round that we played was just incredible. I mean, we didn't play very well. Second set, we pulled the second serve, and finally in the match tiebreaker, we were like pretty close with our team, and just little things that made the difference, you know, and that was... I mean, for us, I think that was our best moment together.
Marius, what would you pick as the highlight so far?
I will never forget that point. Murkel was returning. I think it was 10-9 in the tiebreak or something like that. It was an important point. And yeah, he returned down the middle. I didn't expect, but he really hit it. He went for it. And the guy got a volley, and the ball was deep, you know. Well, that's what made us all American, and I think I will never forget that point.
That's funny. That's the point you guys remember. I remember the point like 2 points prior to that when you guys had match point on Merkel was serving. And the whole time, the whole focus was to hit your spots on your serve, stay within yourself, make first serves. And Merkel got so excited, he tried to hit a flat serve out wide on the ad side, and it about hit the baseline. And I just completely... Inside, I lost my mind, and I was trying to not freak them out, but I was like, is this guy serious? Like, you know, where did that come from? But ultimately, I think he just got a little too excited, and he definitely went for it.
Let's give the listeners the background. So that would have been spring of 2019 against who?
Princeton.
Team from Princeton in the NCAA doubles championships. Okay. Toughest moment. Is there a match that you really look back at and say, "Boy, I wish we had another shot at that one"?
I think the same.
If we look back, I think for me at least, our toughest moment was last year at the beginning of the semester. We really struggled to be back on, like, our chemistry. We really struggled to get connected again. We really had bad matches against Omaha and Denver. But after a couple matches, like, things starting to turn well and finish how it finished with 6 wins in a row.
Marius, how about you? Is there a tough moment that stands out?
Yeah, I remember in 2019, I think it was that year we played against SMU, and we were winning a lot together. Definitely that match helped us a lot in a way. We didn't end it, but it was at some point like 4-2, they were breaking us, and I know that everyone was so happy with that break point. I remember that I missed the forehand, and that was tough moment, but we broke back.
You always hear this in sports, is tennis like this, you remember the forehand you missed or the serve that was out. You remember those more than you do the winning shots.
Yeah, those moments are always in our minds.
Yes. All right, let's go to the books. The men's tennis team has been doing a lot of book work over the past few months, both in person and in Zoom. A lot of emphasis on leadership books. Danny, would that be the right way to describe it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost most of it's leadership. Some of it's leadership, but then it's like the mental side of process, trying to get their minds in the right spots so they can be at their best.
What have you learned that's been helpful from some of these books?
For me, I mean, Danny and Justin and I have been discussing a lot in individual meetings about the books, and helped me to be focus in my main goal, like try to be to think in that way and work for that or work for a thing that you want in the future, with a goal. And I think this has been helping us in general and also for me a lot, because in the past I've been struggling a lot mentally, but with these books I understood some little things that makes a difference for me, and now I'm getting in that way where I always wanted to be.
Marius, what's jumped out at you from the books?
The main thing, I think, is keeping the same level, being more consistent. Always I have, like, up and downs. Reading those books helped me actually understand that if I pay more attention to different things, I can be more consistent in what I do. And also in my leadership skills, I feel like most of them helped me be a better leader, better in communicating with others, and help the team in a positive way.
Federer or Nadal, who's your choice? Who's your guy?
I'll pick Federer.
Both of you Federer.
Yeah.
Okay, why is that? What do you like about his game?
I don't know. I think it's just classic. He's the best guy in the world in history. He's my idol since I have 3 years old.
Same. I think I was watching him since I was young, so I picked up a lot from him. I tried to. He's my idol. I just love how he plays. Everything. It's amazing.
Is there a particular part of his game that you have really been able to watch and emulate?
The main thing for me is like how easy he makes tennis look to the fans, I mean, he does everything easy. He's just so relaxed and cool. He moves smoothly there, and it's just great. Great to see him.
I think I have a similar point. He makes hard shots look so easy, and it's unbelievable. I love it. I cannot imagine tennis without him, honestly.
If you could pick one Grand Slam tournament to win, which one would you choose?
Roland Garros.
I'll pick Wimbledon.
Why?
I don't know. I think tennis started there, and it has great history. That's why I'll pick that one. And at least from the TV, you look at is the nicest or coolest tournament there.
I think Roland Garros, it's on clay, so the points are a lot long, which you have to be a little bit of grinder. You need to make a lot of balls. You need to be mentally strong the entire tournament. And I feel like it's my favorite tournament to watch on, so I would love to win it.
Do you prefer serve or return? Some of these questions are coming from Danny, so he has some things he's gonna get into here.
I prefer serve. My return is not as well as my serve.
I prefer return.
So you wrap it up this spring. What's next for both of you after college, Marius?
Oh, whoa. I have not made my plans that far, but I think I will try with Murkel maybe some future, some tournaments to see how it goes in the pro circuit. And then I don't know yet. I have no idea yet.
Merkel, how about you?
At first, it's good to hear that because I didn't know. Since I got here, I had my main goal that was to play professional, and I have been working for that after college. I have all my goals. Like, I think that right now I can say that they're clear enough to say that I know what I want after college, you know.
And tell us a little bit about your brother, because I'm sure that's a big part of this picture. Hugo, right, is one of the top tennis players in the world.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he's the biggest example that I have in this sport. In life too, because all the effort that he put to get where he is at, he helping me. He is helping me a lot, and in this process, you know, it takes a while to get where he is at. But I think that I'm lucky to have him in my life to get better in this sport. You know, he has like some experience or the experience to tell me like. What way to take in this career, you know?
Marius, how about coaching? Is that something you would consider doing in the future?
Yeah, I see myself coaching. I think I'm still improving in that thing right now. I'm learning from my coaches so I can coach forward. it's something I like. It's something I would love to do later in my life. And I think it's something that will help me a lot in the future.
Danny, let's wrap up. Just tell us a little bit about the season. You're getting started here in the next few days. What's uppermost on your mind when you think about the spring season for the Shockers?
Yeah, I mean, we're just excited to play. It's been a long time. The guys have been working extremely hard. They've stayed motivated more than, you know, I would have expected, to be honest, just with everything that's been going on. You know, we have a really tough schedule coming up. We start tomorrow at Oklahoma State, who, you know, they're definitely a top 20 team. And then we come back home and we play on Saturday against Oral Roberts and Omaha. We're looking forward to it. I think we have a lot of, it's definitely. A team I'm really excited about. I think, obviously, with these two guys, we have new freshmen that are young but extremely talented, and then we have a really good group of sophomores and juniors on the team as well. So it's a team with a lot of potential if we can get everyone on the same page. And focused, and they can, stay focused throughout the year. It should be a really great year.
Is the schedule more regional? Did you make some concessions because of COVID?
Oh yeah, it's way more regional. I think we have one trip, the whole year, until the conference tournament, where we'll be flying. But besides that, we've been adjusting the schedule. In the last week, we've adjusted the schedule, and I would think that we'll probably have to continue to make adjustments as it goes on. So, it's definitely, take it one day at a time and just do the best we can.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.